Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is your, well, it's the Thursday edition, but we like to call it Friday Junior. You know, this is Thursday where you get ready. You anticipate, tomorrow, TGIF. And then after that, it's smooth sailing right through the weekend. So, yes, I am Deborah Lee. I am going to be your psychic love doctor for the hour that we're on the show. We are doing something as a repeat tonight that we had problems with last night. Wednesday, we usually do an alternate, let's say alternate platform reading. what would you call that?
I'll be explaining it.
Okay, Jim's going to fill you in.
Yes, it's alternate. We alternate between phone calls and Facebook.
Very simple. Just wanted to let you know we're using ordinary playing cards. Facebookers, I'm holding up the evidence right here. And blog talkers, you'll just have to take our word for it. This is the method that my grandmother taught me all those many years ago, and I haven't deviated from it. If anything, I've advanced it through years and years of working with it. Where she laid down the fundamentals, I've been able to take the method and run with it, you could say, and take it to where it is right now. Very empowering. Highly dynamic. Oh, I just got a message from Facebook. What was her name? My grandmother's name was Ruth. Okay. Ruth. Nobody knew that she did this until the last few years of her life. Remember that my family background is highly religious, or it used to be at least. And so the cards were always considered, and anything occultish or metaphysical was always considered the work of the devil. So people didn't really want to talk about it. So I will also be using a full 24-card layout, which is standard for me. Others have their own ways. This is what I prefer in giving either, whether they're free readings like during the show or a meeting with my clients in private. And that it's the same thing. So I just need a moment or two to lay them down. And the thing is, what it gives me is a chance to really get a snapshot of the landscape of your life at this particular time. Whereas a lot of the past can often bleed into the reading. Then there's the present, where we are right now. And of course, you're moving towards the future. So there's a lot there that I like to try and take in before I actually conduct your reading. And with that, I think I'll turn over to Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes. I would also like to remind all the folks that are joining today, if you are international, doesn't matter if you're a caller or a Facebooker or whatever, let us know and we'll give you live international shout out. And we have one right now. We have Laura up in Canada, neighbor to the north. International shout out to Laura in Canada. As folks come in, it doesn't have to be at the beginning. We'll work international shout outs in any time during the show.
That's just a little aside here. Those of you that are hanging in, because we don't know you're there. And I put up an emoji, something like that. So, you know.
Yes, 515 602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your free reading. Get in the queue. Better to be early than late. You call in and hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. If you have extended periods of silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That usually fixes it. Facebookers, tonight is, because we kind of had problems yesterday, tonight will be alternate Thursday. So every other reading will be going from phone to Facebook, phone to Facebook. So it'll be a good day for the Facebookers if they want it. If they don't, we'll go back to the phone, and then we'll wait till the next round comes up. So, but that's the deal, and we'll give you instructions, Facebookers, on how to messenger and stuff like that. You can't get in the queue early. There is no queue, so you have to wait till we tell you. Otherwise, we got to hang up. So don't do it. Don't do it till we make it very clear that it is time for you folks to jump in. But regardless of how you get your reading, always too low, always too low. When you hear the harps, please, please let the reading end. It's a very big sign of the reading coming to an end. All right? So when the reading does come to an end, what you're going to let it do, when you hear the harps, you're not going to try to drag it out. You will stand by because I will give out a healing angel card for tonight. That is the deck of choice. Since it was an incomplete show, we kept the deck out again today, two nights in a row. So you'll get a single card from the healing angels with a message. Just for you. All right, let's see. The day today is National Pet Day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Honor the pets.
That's precious.
And it's National Cheese Fondue Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I could take or leave that.
Really? You don't like cheese then?
Oh, I love cheese, but I'm not necessarily that crazy about the fondue.
Why?
Because
it's cheese.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I don't grasp the concept. If you love cheese, then you should automatically love a cheese fondue unless you're putting something weird in there. What is wrong with you?
It doesn't want to stay where I put it. The cheese fondue is too thick for me.
It's cheese. There's no such thing as there is light cheese, and it's called crap cheese. You want rich cheese is supposed to be rich and yummy.
It's often done with Swiss cheese.
But so whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times it's a blend. A blend to keep it nice and creamy.
I'm not out to annihilate cheese fondue. I'm saying that.
I just don't understand how you don't like it. That's all.
That's like, to me, okay, all of this stuff is like eating baby food. I mean, if you're going to have little chunks of steak, just give me the steak. Okay?
Everything's better with cheese on it. That's the whole purpose behind that. Yeah, probably everything that you would eat to begin with without cheese is probably good with cheese, all right? If you would eat it without it, it would only get better with cheese unless it's something weird. Like,
all right, what else you got?
That's the main things.
That was it?
No, I don't want to. That was the main things. I mean, it's a lot of stupid crap. Yes, it is indeed. It's National Submarine Day to honor people on submarines. Clean up your pantry day, stuff like that, Deb. All right, there's a pet. Woof, woof, there you go. All right, you have anything else to add before we jump in?
Yeah, I want to remind people, especially newcomers, nothing in these cards is ever written in blood or carved in stone. You have to remember, it's all about potential. And if something that you are trying to go for does not have potential, I don't care how you try to twist and turn it and force as much as you can to make it happen. It does not have the potential to become reality. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, folks. So you want to look at this as a way to take a good look at that potential. And if there's somebody coming into your life, be expectant and ready to receive. If there's indications of a better job, it doesn't mean somebody's going to walk up to your door and say, here, Mary, here's your new job. It means you have the potential to actively go after a new job, and you will find it. Okay, I hope I'm explaining is well enough. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I have a tickle in my nose, and y'all know what that means.
Means you were born an idiot?
I'm going to kiss a fool. Get
no.
over here, Jim.
All the dogs are over there. All right, let's take the caller then in that case.
Let's get to it.
We're going to 843, which is South Carolina, 843. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm great. My name is Benita. And first, let me say, I used to go to a lady that was in North Carolina that used to read playing cards, and she was unbelievably correct.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Well, yeah, I wonder if it was the same method, doesn't it?
Likely not.
Likely not, yeah. I mean, there's probably many, many methods out there, like you said in your intro.
And they come down.
In your intro.
You know, from antiquity into now. I mean,
yes, I'm sure.
So tell us, Benita, this is apparently your first time.
Yes.
Okay, well,
okay.
We want to welcome you and hope you'll visit with us again in the future.
Sure. So you got some questions? Throw them out.
Yeah, and maybe
tell us
about you.
Well, I'm from South Carolina. I just exited a relationship of 7 years, probably about almost close to a year ago.
Mm.
And I have not been able to, or no one has tickled my fancy, so you may say.
Okay.
So I'm looking
Looks
to
like
see if there's a relationship. Mm-hmm, yes.
Aha, Deb, the love reading, Deb.
Oh, yeah.
Right up your alley. Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, have you had, prospects that just didn't pan out or just nothing even that remotely close?
Nada. Zip. Zero.
Wow, she's swinging a miss on everything. Oh, my Lord, God. Well, you know what? It happens. And, you know, maybe it was meant to be. If you just got out of a 7-year relationship, maybe it's better that you didn't find something right away because maybe you wouldn't be ready. I don't know. I'm just throwing maybes out there.
Well, you're spitballing and you're going all the way around it, which is good. The thing is, a lot of times we are able to sidestep heartbreak, infidelity, you know, somebody who isn't honest by going for a period of time after a relationship ends.
Some people do get like gun shy. Some people do the other thing, immediately jump in another one to help them forget the past one. I guess people have different ways of dealing with things, and some people just are in the middle of the road, but shit just ain't happening, I guess, you know? But the cards are going down.
Do you feel like this relationship is totally over?
I feel like probably it is. I mean,
that was not definitive.
He's with somebody else right now, but, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Life is weird.
Oh, I tell
it
you
It is
what,
weird.
I have coined a statement that is in my book. I say, nothing gives the heart 20/20 vision quite like being in the arms of the wrong person. And a lot of times, you know, men tend to, and women too, but by and large, it's more men that will leap into another relationship when they still have baggage and they still have feelings for that ex. And it's always been my belief that 90% of exes will try to come back. Trouble is we women tend to grow through the lack of them, if you don't know what I'm saying. With them not in the picture, we grow. And men won't tend to want to look back, come back, and restart. And a lot of times, we're not in that place anymore, you know. So
cards. What do the cards say?
Well, I wanted to ask because there's a lot of uncertainty around.
Oh, about the one that is ended, but maybe you see a little knot in there.
Well, I don't think that relationship is going to last.
The one he has with another person.
Right.
That doesn't.
I feel he's going to really miss you a great deal. So don't be surprised if he gives you a ring before too long, as in telephone call.
Yeah, the telephone call, not the hardware.
Or a text.
Yes.
And they, you know, will start off rather lamely.
Well,
with the, how you doing?
You got to decide on yourself what you would think about that scenario, too.
Yeah.
Because who's to say that person wouldn't do that? Go ahead.
He sent me a text, but he's a narcissist. So his language is, you know, very exhausting. So I don't really see where he would,
right,
you know,
best move on.
Yeah, that's never going to be a good thing, ever. Because that person will always be that type of person.
And so rarely do they go and try to get help.
No, they don't.
You know,
I've never heard of anybody getting help.
They are it.
Ever.
Yeah. They're if you were lucky to have him.
In their mind. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's your loss, damn it. And if I choose to come back, you should be welcome me.
Oh, you should be phony.
What, you, yeah. Woman, you should be throwing yourself at my feet. Yeah, that kind of crappy attitude.
You
don't need that crap.
Yes, you absolutely have somebody new on the way, and this is someone that I'm perceiving is around where you live.
Okay. Geographically located
in
the vicinity of your presence.
Somebody that has been there, but I don't think you've seen, you know, been consciously aware of his presence.
Yeah, I mean, we pass people every day, and sometimes you don't think twice of it, you know. I gotcha.
But as the weather gets better and people start moving around and stuff, you're going to know exactly who I'm referring to as things get, you know, get going. I mean, you're going to say hi. He's going to say hi, and pretty soon you'll strike up a conversation. You know, that's the organic way of meeting somebody.
Oh, is it? What's the inorganic way?
It's on the internet.
Well, that seems to be the more the norm nowadays. Everybody does the internet, you know. Pickup bars are gone, basically, unless you're in a big city with a big club.
And were there ever really quality people in a bar?
I would think so, yeah. Why does everybody assume that? Well, if you met that person in a bar, obviously they're a shitbag. Well, no, that's where you went to socialize. That's all.
I guess.
Doesn't mean you were a barfly and you were there under the table pouring drinks down your throat out of a shoe or anything.
The thing is,
that's where you went to find other single people back in the day.
Somebody was standing in front of you in flesh and bone, you know what I mean? Where now a person on the internet can be whoever the heck they want
to be. They could be some three-eyed ugly hag in Zimbabwe or something, and you wouldn't know on the internet.
Oh, are you going to get mail now?
Why?
Because, you know, Zimbabwe, they may actually have very beautiful...
I have a feeling that nobody in Zimbabwe is listening to us right now.
Anyway, back to you.
Yes, back to the Rita.
Oh.
Reedy. You're the reader.
A man who is very artistic. He's signified as under the suit of club. That is somebody who may be like an artist, a writer, musician, painter. They have very artistic tendencies. They love to help humanity. So he may have a ton of animals. I don't know what made me say that.
I don't either.
How
would I know? I do not have cards.
I feel like he has a whole bunch of animals around him. So it could work. Help out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, or he could just love them a lot.
Yeah.
And maybe not have that many or have none, because some apartment places don't like that if you live in an apartment.
And it signifies here that you would have a relationship that's going to seem like the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
It's going to be like a courtship, not just dating, but there's going to be a real solid feel to it. And conversely, I must warn you, the narcissistic.
Your ex,
you know,
we'll call that person an ex.
He is going to get really angry that you're not going to fall for his manipulations.
Oh, what a poor little dickhead.
And he's going to take it real hard. Was this ever verbally or physically abusive towards you?
Never physical. It's just the way, you know, I'm a Southerner, so just the way he speaks is inappropriate.
Yeah, and that seems to be classic. among these people.
7 years is a long time.
It is. And you know, the thing is, though, you try to fix it. You try to make it better. But if the other person isn't on the same level, you know, you probably feel, hon, like you wish you'd have left long before.
Yeah, you won't get those years back, but maybe they're called, it's like going to school, going to the lesson, the university of life. Maybe hopefully you learned a lot from it.
Yeah, and I think that this new man's coming along with a lot of, Jim, brace yourself.
What?
Serendipity.
That word is satanic.
It is not.
Yes, it's evil.
It's a wonderful word.
It was yanked out of a sewer.
Don't listen to him. He's like this. Yes, I feel that you will encounter this man, I'm feeling, by this in the summer. In the summer.
No, summer is very close.
Yeah, it is.
We are on that road to summer. On that March. And she's in South Carolina, so she's probably even a little warmer than we are down there.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your healing angel card before we move on. The subject is sacred space is the subject of her healing angel card. It's a healing angel card, not just healing. And these are the healing angels speaking. We, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, and rose pink light. It's very distinct colors that they're calling out. Surrender your concerns and worries and enter this sacred space of love and healing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And when you get a man that treats you right, who loves you the way you want to be loved, I think there can be nothing better. Unless you win the lottery, you know, that's a pretty big, great thing.
Yeah, that's a big win, but that doesn't mean that a quality partner comes with that.
Yeah, you're right, and your billions can't keep you warm.
And a lot of times you'll get more falsies coming at you if they know you're rich.
You're right.
You get a lot of people trying to pretend, put on big acting and charm just to try to get that dollar sign.
You know, when you get one of these readings from me, your energy, your vibration has been elevated. This is a wonderful time to manifest what you would like the universe to, you know, bless you with.
So the cards show that something is coming on the horizon. You just, it's been a year and you haven't felt it. So I would begin to wonder too, like, what the hell's going on, you know?
It comes in its own best way.
And a year, you know, a year sounds like a long time. But after a 7-year relationship, I guess that year might be worth, it's probably worth the wait, you know.
I would think so.
Well, it depends. If you get somebody, you know, if you pick up some big rotten fruit off the ground that fell off the tree, you know, just choose wisely.
I think she had that.
Yeah. Hopefully that 7-year thing left a taste in your mouth where you'll be very picky.
The people that really amuse me are the ones that come and say, nope, that's it. No more love for me. I've had it. And I have a few. And I think to myself, oh, you wait till that right one comes along.
Well, those are always famous last words where people are, I'm never getting married again. It's like, yeah, right. Shut up. Especially women, of all the people, the women.
Yeah.
Women say that. It's like, oh, don't even say that. That actually means the opposite to me when you say that.
Thank you very much, my dear. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for being patient. I know you had to hold to be caller number one, and you should call back again and again as we do many shows. You're welcome to call back.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
Yes, and after we're done speaking with you, all I do is I put you on mute. You're welcome to continue to stay on the phones and listen. It's up to you. Some people do, some people don't. You do what you got to do. All right? Thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Guess what time it is? It is Facebook time.
Yeah, we don't have much for Facebook. We've got 4 people.
Deborah Lee, well, we'll see. And then we'll give them a minute or so, and we'll go back, and then we'll try again later.
They don't have to call in. If you just want to give me a question, like Catherine.
But, if somebody does messenger in, they are going to get priority over type. That's just the way it is.
According to the Book of Gems.
Well, Deb, just think about it. Somebody's typing something, and all of a sudden you get broop, broop. You got to take the broop.
Yeah, all we've got is Catherine here.
No, you have 7 Laura. People. You have other people there, too. That doesn't just Deb, they don't have to type. There's no law that says, you must type and identify yourself. No, they don't have to do that.
Catherine, that's a good question. All right, Catherine.
Aha.
Yeah, I like that.
Aha! I let me post my.
Are you into that? I mean.
Well, I would imagine. No, Deb, you.
Kane is my name, and what is your game?
Virgil Kane is my name, and I work on the Danville train.
Is that a song?
Yeah, that's the the Dixies.
Oh,
they the Drovel Dixie Down.
Wasn't that a girl?
Well, she sang the remake. That was Joan Baez, but the original singers was the band.
Who's the band?
That was their name, the band.
Band?
Yeah. Remember, I don't know if you remember Happy Days. Remember Potsy and all those guys had a band, and they never had a name. And the band, they would just call them. It's like, well, you know, you'd laugh. But there's actually somebody that was very successful. Had a lot of hits. That was a good band. I never heard Linda Ronstadt. I heard Joan Baez was really famous in the 70s, early 70s, mid-70s or whatever. Probably mid-late.
Oh, we do have somebody in our Facebook audience.
International Cell at the Virgil in England.
Yes, and that is the one who is crazy about her. Is she still living?
Probably. She was pretty, unless something bad happened. I mean, she was pretty young when she sang that song.
Catherine, and it's a shame that something happened to Linda Ronstadt her brain. Big difference, mind, brain.
Is there really a big difference between mind and brain?
There is.
Wow, let's not even go down that road.
The expert with Virgil and his, it's my understanding you have a mind and you have a brain. And she had something happen to her that caused her to become like tone deaf and she can't sing anymore, which is so sad to me.
She had a good ride.
Well, do you think it's better to have had success and lost it, or is it better to never have had it?
Well, it's the love and lost or never loved at all. Yeah. Same type of thing, except you apply it to music. It's the age-old philosophical question. There is no right answer. You know, it's whatever suits you.
Oh, Catherine, your cards are so interesting.
Anybody interesting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there's going to be potentials coming along for you. And you know what? I think that you have a very humorous personality. You like to be positive and, you know, on the sunny side of the street and that kind of thing. And it can be difficult to find a man who may want to enjoy jousting with you in a humorous way without considering that to be argumentative, you know, especially if you look back on your past relationships, you know, you may be triggered there if he were to, like Jim jokes me. I mean.
What do I do?
Everything he says is a joke.
That is bullshit. Next question. Go ahead.
So I want to tell you, yes, there's one coming along, but he's going to frustrate the hell out of you. And he is like the last lady. He's the king of clubs. Same deal. But I'm feeling like he's some kind of comedian or comedic writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And those kind of people, especially if they have a very, help me with the word here, sarcastic type of... You know, the way that they express themselves can be very sarcastic and seem like they have a sharp tongue. You know what I mean? You got to get used to that kind of humor. But, oh, my goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious. Sakes alive.
Here, look at this. In your future.
That's right. She's watching so she can see the cards that you hold up to the camera.
These are two men coming into your future, and they hold the highest love card between them. Oh, I don't know how to put it out there for you. There. No, there. I don't.
The camera is right there.
There. Yeah, I'm looking too much at the
Remember, there's computer. A delay, too. So just do what you got to do.
They're both of the diamond persuasion. We're talking men here that enjoy having money. They know how to make money. They know how to play hard, work hard. They're great money managers. Yeah. I get there. I'm a little slow on the uptake.
Well, she
but
also,
I get there.
She talks to her family on the portal, which
portal
is here.
Yeah.
So she naturally goes to the laptop, which is not right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's out. I'll give her a little bit of a little slack
older,
on that one.
He takes on, to me, the symbolic nature of an like an old soul as a king. And the Jack is still learning the ropes, but he's very spontaneous. You might enjoy him better because sometimes the old souls can be very stodgy, you know, not very spontaneous. And it'll depend which really strikes your fancy.
Your fancy.
Yeah.
Don't die.
Well, I'll try not to. I'm
yeah,
not
I mean, if you do die, it'll make good ratings. We'll post it on YouTube and get a lot of hits, make money.
Just to throw in here for you, keep a close eye on your daughter. I think that as she goes out into the world, she's going to have some difficulty coping with. It looks like it's unexpressed creativity, not being able to have doors open for her as quickly as she would like. There's a lot going on inside of her, and a lot of it would come out expressed in some ways as anger and anguish. So I'm just saying that then now, see, some might say to you, oh, your daughter's going to face a terrible future. It's very dark. You know how dramatic some of these folks out there can be. But by telling you this, you hold the power to change it and make it better because you are such a focused mother, mommy. But that's good because sometimes when our kids get out in the world, they're still our kids. For instance, my son who's in Japan right now, he brought the skin of schizophrenic wife back to Japan since she wouldn't let any doctor, practitioner, nothing treat her here in the States. He's deploying to Poland in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And he brought her back to Japan and he called me in the middle of the night. 2 o'clock here is like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon there. And I stayed up with him for a couple of hours talking to him because get this, and maybe like Virgil, we all know you do work with mental health. He is starting to think he has failed in loving her. Okay, she's still, oh my God, it's amazing they didn't make that plane land the way she was on the plane. Now she's being that way on the trains over there, yelling at tourists. She's just like off the rail.
On a crazy train.
Right.
Literally a crazy train.
Isn't that Ozzy?
That would be Ozzy.
Okay.
Yep.
But he's taking it as his failure. He failed.
So, that's my computer, but live with it.
Yeah.
Those little sounds.
Look, I've got a TV.
Those little sounds.
What was the name of that kid?
Alfalfa. From Little Rascals.
So anyway, with her. There's a lot going on inside. I don't think she really talks about art through the expression of, I know that she draws and other, but let's say modalities. I really think that what's inside of her is going to be a fire in her belly that's going to help her really make a name for herself. So,
all right. Time, Miss
okay.
Catherine, for your healing angel card.
Yes, there are men coming for you. So.
Subject.
Yeah.
Is diversity. The world would be a boring place if we were all the same.
Yeah.
Celebrate your uniqueness. You're special and much loved.
You are. And, you know, I've often felt about you. I get this vibe that you would be awesome as a stand-up comedian. You know, a lot of women are venturing that way now that their children are grown. Yeah, and Laura, you're so right. It does break my heart. You know, I watched the man I love die. This is different, where he's going off for almost a year and fearful. Do you know that in Japan, if somebody you're married to has mental illness, you can sign a document and you're divorced?
That's the way it should be. It should be that way. It shouldn't be a hard thing. It takes 1 second to do it. Why the fuck does it have to be so hard to undo it? Shouldn't be. It should be as easy to undo as it was to do it.
Well, there's all kinds of things you have to untangle.
Nah, worry about it. You know. Deal with it later. Get the fucking divorce.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to mention that he turns to me sometimes at the most ungodly times. But I can't tell him, hey, I'm asleep. You know, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I could tell the urgency was there. And I really feel bad that he's taking it on as, like I said, his failure. So.
All right.
Let's move along.
When you got to go, you got to go. And we got to go to area code 814, which is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Well, at least that's what that area code now is. It doesn't mean they're physically
right there.
All right.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. You know, we haven't heard from you in some time.
No, we yet.
I know. It's been a while.
So tell us. Catch us up here.
That's right.
The job's going good, although I have a different boss than the one that hired me. She retired. It's going good.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah.
And everything else?
Compared to what I was dealing with at that other place. Ugh.
Right. And how is everything else kind of working for you?
Well, I'm calling about my son.
Okay.
His girlfriend... Do you see him and his girlfriend getting back together?
Hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, apparently that means they are not together right now.
No.
How do you feel about that?
And when did they start not being together?
I mean, I liked her, but I think now she played games with him.
Is she with somebody else?
That I don't know.
And I'm just checking this out before I go in the cards. Does your son seem like he's suffering over this?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I've had now 5 sons.
That means that
grown.
She initiated the breakup then.
When women hurt them early on. How old is your son?
18.
Yeah. They have very tender hearts. And when they get hurt, that seems to kind of becomes a baseline for them as they go forward.
18, that's one of many breakups.
Oh, it is. But the thing is...
It has just begun.
Yeah, but they carry that with them.
Life
and
goes on.
And it makes them get a really hard shell. So let's take a look.
Usually at young age, they bounce back quicker like children do, you know, when they get hurt and stuff like that. Usually... If they have a bunch of bad breakup experiences in a row, more than one, then they could start getting cynical. But, you know how it is when you're 18. The world's coming to an end when you break up, but then you look back and you're like, huh, that wasn't a damn thing. That was nothing. It was a splash in the water.
Yeah, later you look back and...
That's what I'm saying.
What was I thinking back
then? Okay, I can see I was upset, but, you know, I was 18. What the fuck? Everything seems so important and emergent when you're 18. Oh, my God, I'm an adult. Holy shit. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, you're not an adult, asshole.
Hey,
you're still a child. You're still a child.
You're
a child. You know. They are. 18, somebody had to pick an age. What age shall we make somebody legally an adult? Somebody had to pick it. It wasn't done. I don't know why they chose that age. I'd like to know why.
Okay.
But, all right, go ahead.
The answer I have for you is actually a line in the script of an NCIS TV show where DeNozzo, who's kind of like the big man on campus, you know, women want him and all that, he said to the other guy, he said, you know, there's always the breakup before the breakup. And I think, yes, they may try. Your son is so hoping that she's going to decide to come back, but it'll never be the same. And that's where I feel he's going to become empowered and say, nah, I don't really want to do this. But it'll put a period for him.
Closure is that magical
yeah.
C word.
Yeah, true enough. So that's what I'm getting on him. And he really is pining for her. You know, there's a lot going on in your son. But I think that ultimately he will find the right one or a better one. Let's put it that way. He's finding out slowly but surely that she was not very true to him. Okay, but he still is going to want to try. And he'll see. And a lot of us can attest to that. Oh, yeah, when I got back together, it was the same. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel. And don't make the mistake I did. I pried way too much into their lives.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Yep. All right.
Well, it's hard not to, you know, it's hard not to. And she was supposed to go to the prom with him, and they don't go to the same school. So I don't know. I'm sure she's going to her prom and already has somebody, and I don't think he's going to end up going with anybody. He's going to go by himself.
Is she a super pretty girl, you know, physically?
Yeah. I mean, well.
Yeah.
To him, she was the prettiest, but.
I'm sure. Well, you know, so beauty can be quite a burden, especially when you're young. And these young girls get so, I hate the sound of this word, but they become spoiled and fickle, you know. Well, they want this guy one day, and then the next day they want to go with this guy. So I get the feeling from her she's very flighty that way. And, you know, she might have been great arm candy and made your son feel really special. But there are, you know, better girls out there who aren't so superficial. Go ahead, Jim.
All right.
You got it.
Healing Angel card. Subject is heart song. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is love. Those healing angels are very cryptic.
They really are.
Yes, they are. All right. Well, thank you very much, Amy.
Awfully nice to hear from you. I want you to know that I really feel he'll come out of this, because sometimes parents worry, oh, is he going to sink into a deep depression? And is he going to, you know what, you know where I'm going. I don't even like to say it. Is he going to think that to be is not as good as not to be, if that makes sense? And I don't see that for him. I think he...
Well, you better not start thinking 18 years old when you break up.
Well, that's when they need help.
Well, what kind of help do you need at 18?
Like a therapist.
How many 18-year-olds do you know go to therapists?
Well, these days, a lot.
I don't know a single goddamn one. I'm just saying. Let's just, yes, you worry because you're a parent and your job is to worry, but they got to go through the school of life and hard knocks, and you got to cut yourself and get a scab, you know, and then, you know, learn things. And
see, this right here next to me, this is a spade. Yeah, this is how they think.
Life happens.
They're black, they're white.
Life is tough.
Know.
Life is not fairy tales and little rose petals in your bath water and all that shit. You know, life is like that.
That's why he's an engineer.
But I will say, even though it's hard on him, it's good to get these kind of breakup things early, at an early age instead of later. So they get a little experience. They say, I remember when I broke up a couple of years ago with a chick. I remember that.
School.
That sucked.
I had an on and off high school boyfriend that literally broke my heart. You know, he had me go out and get a prom dress and then never showed up.
And here you are today. You have survived that emotional, detrimental,
time, you know,
devastation, nuclear holocaust. You survived, didn't you?
I look back and wish now I could have kicked myself back then, you know.
Yes, well,
but
kick yourself now then.
He was my everything.
Of course. Well, yeah, but how old were you?
I started with him at 16.
Well, there you go. That's a relative term, my everything at 16. Yep.
But everything changed when he pushed me down. Remember that day?
How would I remember that day?
No, I said, you remember I told you.
Oh, that's
what I'm saying. There was a time he had come to pick me up at work, and he was raving drunk. And I thought, I'm not getting in a car with this guy. So I went out the back entrance of the hospital, and I walked home. I feel like I'd told this one before. This was the end, or the beginning of the end. When he showed up at my house, he was in a rage. I just got a DUI because of you. Because of me, I guess. I made him go out and get that drunk. And then he pushed me. And I fell down. And I thought, I don't need that. That's only going to escalate into worse than being pushed down.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Amy, for holding.
So,
we're
I just
to move
wanted
on.
Amy to know that I'm not seeing any of that around her son.
Yeah, okay. It's just the normal adolescent stuff.
But it's good to know that.
Well, I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that's good. It's bad, but it's normal bad. It's not bad bad. There are bad things in life that are normal.
Well, and learning to process, you're right. Pain and, you know, loss when you're young.
It's gonna, younger the better. Well, not younger the better, but that's the right age for that stuff to happen in the teens. That's when it starts happening. And every time it happens again and again, you get a little wiser like you're supposed to as a human being.
So, Virgil, sometime it would be fun to pick your brain a little
Facebook
bit.
Messenger, Deborah Lee, now.
That narcissistic personality disorder is cemented at age 9. And I'm wondering how, I mean, is that like a little kid who abuses animals or, I don't know how, you know, kids so young can exhibit these tendencies.
Clock is ticking, Facebookers. If you do not respond shortly, we have 6 people in here total, and then we'll go to the phones here. We'll give them a minute. It takes a while sometimes to do the clicking and the internet. Our order has been delayed.
For what?
Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
It says, arrive later than planned, but it should be ready soon. A lot of times they say that, and it is late, and then sometimes not really late.
Do you ever go to Walmart? You see those people with those carts, and they got all these
grocery stores too.
Yeah, baskets on them, and they're shopping for people. For some reason, that job appeals to me. You worked with skipping subjects here. Virgil, you worked with little kids like that.
Were you a Catholic priest or something, or a Boy Scout leader?
I don't think they have Boy Scouts. Maybe they do.
I don't know. Well, no, it's Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, look, they're looking in, or those people are not really participating.
Or they haven't, maybe it won't show people that have never typed a thing.
You know, last night, Lisa got stung because we lost all communication.
So?
So we should put her on now.
Well, we'll take the calls in the order that they come. She is next, but we're going to give another couple
then
seconds.
Why are you...
Because you wanted to skip the order, and I don't believe in skipping the order. Chaos is order, and order is chaos. But she is next on the list anyway, so it's just naturally.
Hey, Virgil, you got some good stories and information, education. I wish that we could get you to talk. You know, sometimes guests, I've had to give them a little of the grace.
520. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you angels. Earth angels.
All right.
Happy.
Happy. I got to get rid of, wait, what do we got here?
All right. Well, Lisa, we're very sorry what happened last night. We just went.
My computer. It was totally my computer. And shockingly, it updates. I think it got some bad updates, and then they gave better updates, so it seems to be running just fine now. But anyway.
Oh, good.
I'm finishing off a scammer.
Okay. You were talking about the guy at the bread store, weren't you?
No.
And also the neighbor.
Well, she talked about the guy at the bread store, but she's pretty much said that that's kind of not a thing that's not going anywhere.
We've got ugly weather rolling. Yeah. So anyway, bring us up to date on where you are.
So we had dinner, my neighbor and I, and we watched a movie, and then
I had to get up early.
You made stuffed peppers.
Yes.
I just can't stop making them. I don't know what it is about those things.
Many ways. You can make them Mexican. You can make them Italian.
Right. You can stuff them any way you like.
Oh, yeah.
So do you traditionally use the green peppers?
Well, yeah, this recipe is the green bell peppers, and then you make like a meatloaf filling. You know, you have your hamburger and all the veggies that you add, the spicy, and then stuff it, and then put it in the Dutch oven and blend up the fresh tomatoes with to make the sauce, and it comes out wonderful. And baked carrots. And I just can't leave it alone. There's something about stuffing the bell pepper and then when it's cooked, spooning into it. It's just so cute.
Well, it's very good. I kind of mush it up and eat. I don't just spoon into it like a bowl. I eat the whole thing.
It kind of spooges in a way. Right?
Well, when it heats up, it expands.
Depending
on how much you fill it up. Yeah.
Like it ejaculates.
Of course it does. It has to be ejaculation, doesn't it, Deb? It has to be. There's no other thing it could be. It has to be that. It has to be, because there's nothing else on earth that heats up and expands and overflows. It has to be only a cock and ejaculation. It has to be only that.
Oh, and by the way, last night you were telling us about the guy in the movie with the bathtub and the
yuck.
Yeah. And I read about the other thing that happened.
That's pretty awful.
Well, I read up what the director said. It was a woman, I believe, and she said, "What?"
Go ahead, finish your thought.
She said, "We wanted to put in some shock value."
Well, they did.
Because the story, she said, was running rather normally, and they wanted it to make people go, "Oh my God."
You know, the trailers did not even, the trailers were very deceiving. They just showed the guy going, spending time with a rich friend. They didn't realize, they didn't show anything about him like having a homosexual fascination over there. They didn't even give any hint of that in those trailers.
Well,
whatsoever.
The poor guy was madly in love with the rich guy.
That's what I'm saying. They never even gave any hints of that in the trailer.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So I would have been pissed by the way.
She was drawing a parallel between him wanting to drink the semen out of the bathwater. I'm trying to be very, very clinical here. That was the equivalent of him doing the rich guy, of tasting him.
Oh, God. I'm so sick now.
Why don't we get on to something? Let's let Lisa have her time. It is her time. Let's have it. Let's not taint it with frickin' nauseating thoughts, okay?
Like with a joke, it always seems like it has pew borders. You know,
that's pure puke garbage sewage.
Well, you've never had to do it, have you?
Oh, so you always are drinking spooge out of bathwater then, I guess. Huh? You're the expert?
No, right to the faucet.
I'm just saying, though, so...
You know what I mean.
It's not necessary. It's not a necessary conversation.
It's expected.
What's expected? What's expected?
Oral sex.
Well, it's nothing to do with this movie we're talking about. Nothing whatsoever.
The director said you wanted to correlate, like make a parallel.
You know, sometimes these directors should maybe lay off the coke a little bit. You know? Sometimes they get into this own little, like they think every director thinks they're the best director on this planet and all their ideas, and they have no bad ideas ever. None of them ever will admit they had a bad idea. None.
And you know what men say? That after they put a ring on a girl's finger or they walk her down an aisle, all that stuff.
Because that has a lot to do with this discussion on directors and their thoughts. Yep.
And that might be because it's barely tolerable. We just make it seem like it's really wow.
That's why we cheat on you dumb bitches. Okay. Any other questions? That's why you guys are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You guys talk like you're some kind of prima donna queen Sheba bitches, and you're just you're still human beings. You're not any different than a man and a woman. We're supposed to be equal in all aspects. So don't act like you're on a pedestal higher than the other sex.
You know,
you're not.
He's offended right now.
No, I'm just saying, and we're not either. We're supposed to be on the same level.
Well, then you get down on your knees and do it. Let's see how you
I don't play meat whistles, all right? You got that, right? You understand the concept, right? Me no butt pirate. Not a pirate of the butt.
Try a snowball.
I'm not going to do anything like that. Are we going to, I guess, all right, well, Lisa's glad you called in, but apparently you're not going to get a reading tonight. Because Deb's just going to talk about ejaculation the whole goddamn show until we come to an end.
Seduce us. You get me going down dirty lane.
She didn't even break. She said nothing this call. You did last this call. She said not one thing.
Okay,
nothing.
Lisa, tell us where we're going.
Okay, so I got up early. I had to go to PT, you know, the physical therapist.
Physical torture.
And then came back, and then I had to go out a few hours later to do some work. To use the Jimbo word, project.
Oh,
and,
God, I hate when people die.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? You got to shoot them. All right. All right, so you
he's
project.
Been gone. Yeah. He's been gone all day. And so tomorrow, we're supposed to go get tools to finish working on a project in the back of the house. And then there's that party tomorrow night. So I want to ask the cards my life.
Yeah. You want to ask them what?
A finger on the pulse on what's is everything copacetic? Am I sailing on through the next few days?
And you're not going with the neighbor, correct?
International shout out to Olay in Lebanon.
No, we stopped doing that a while ago. We go separate. As a matter of fact, when he got his new car, he started doing his own thing.
But you're getting along, correct?
Oh, yeah. We had, dinner last night. We watched this weird movie. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Michael Douglas, and he was drilling in Costco the concrete floor because he was looking for Spanish doubloons. He'd come home from the insane asylum, and his adult daughter, who was a young 20-something, was taking care of the house. She had a job at McDonald's, and so it was kind of a...
I can't place that one.
Nope. I have not seen that one. Is that a recent movie?
I don't think so. I can't really see the screen when I'm clicking on the movies. I can't see the date. But
that's
it was,
crazy.
It was quirky. Yeah.
That is weird.
It was weird, yeah.
You had a daughter? Yeah.
A young, a 20-something, a girl. And she... yeah, she held the house together while he was in the mental institution. She worked at McDonald's. She's a hard worker, and he came home, and he was still acting like he should be in the mental institution. He was drilling a hole.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, in Costco, looking for Spanish doubloons. And guess what? I won't give you the spoiler on that.
Looking for what? What was he looking for?
Spanish doubloons.
What's a doubloon?
Doubloon. Conquistador Monday. Conquistador. How do you say conquistador? The Spanish people that came, the Spanish soldiers. I'm so tired, I can't pronounce anything.
Yeah. Yeah, conquistadors.
Conquistador.
He was looking for them.
So they were Spanish doubloons. This is the money they had.
Oh, he was looking for their treasure.
Yeah. And in the mental institution, he had plenty of time on his hands to study.
Oh, so he read a lot. He read a lot about them. All right. All right, Deb, what do you got for cards?
Okay. You want the good news first or the bad news?
Oh, no, Deb. Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
I'm sorry. But But it's better
to
know.
How bad is it?
Not that bad.
How bad is it?
Well, okay. You're walking a fine line with that neighbor. And he knows.
Really?
And I want, under sure to come true, I just wanted you to know that he is contemplating getting back together with her, the ex. Just wanted you to know.
Oh, that's okay. You know, if he does that, that would be freedom for me because that means he would go back to wherever he came from.
Why is that the only way you can get freedom if he makes a choice like that? Why can't you make a choice for your freedom?
Well, I don't have anyone that I want to get back together with.
But you don't have to hang out with this guy and eat dinner with him and watch little movies with him either.
Oh, because
that's almost couple-like. That's very couple-like.
We live side by side. We don't do anything couple-like. And he tells me I'm just a maintenance man around here and blah, blah, blah. If he is baiting you
when he says that. He's baiting you because before you were so gushy and full of, you know, what do you call them, farting unicorns? And, I mean, you were so different. And I want you to know that in theory, it sounds great that if he moves away to go back to the ex from before, yeah, sounds great, doesn't it? In practice, it's going to suck for you.
Why?
Because it's going to suck for you if he goes. In practice, theoretically, sure, we tell ourselves these things. I can get by without him. You know, if he goes back, then I can live my own life, that kind of thing. But what I see here is extreme grief over the fact that he left and went home, and then followed by the grief would be jealousy.
But but this is the thing. He's having a real hard time. He's having a hard time. So it would make sense if he chose to go back. It would make sense. Because on every level, his health, financially, he says, you know, he's having a real hard time. So if he chooses to go back.
Now, maybe the woman is coming with some money in her family. But here's the thing. He's got this great past concerning construction, and I'm sure that what goes with it are all sorts of different disciplines and that kind of thing. He could work remotely and make very good money just answering phones.
I can't control anyone. If he chooses his path, you know, he's on his journey.
None of us can control anybody, yes.
I think he's trying to trigger you to become his supply again.
What kind of supply?
Really,
supply.
I am not really feeling that he is crazy in love with that ex.
What supply does he need? What is a supply of? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he needs her worshipness.
Yeah.
Ah.
But
well.
He's got a screw loose because he doesn't give enough in return for that. And he's pushy and controlling. And if he'd only get maybe some help, I don't know, are these people doomed like schizophrenics? They can take medication, but basically they're never going to be who they were before their diagnosis. I don't know. But you know what? Yeah, you've got opportunities with them. This might actually be a good chance for you to become independent of him.
So is that the good news of the bad news? Good news?
Well, the good news is you're going to have a great time at the party.
Wow. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you are going to feel so in sync with these people, which I think is miraculous in the sense that you don't drink anymore. And when I don't drink and people around me are drinking, they all come off as being really shallow and giddy and ridiculous. You know, but if I was there with them,
yeah.
So I think that's amazing that you can be that way. Excuse me. So just don't go with a lot of expectations. Go simply to have fun.
That's what she's going for.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
So otherwise, your cards look terrific. And I do think that you are emotionally growing away from him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wake up at 2 a.m. and I think, please, God, just bring me peace and groundedness and a good guy that I can just go down the street with kicking the can, somewhere where we have the same moral compass.
Do you have enough men in that town? Is
men,
it
men,
a
men,
little
men,
tiny
men.
Town?
It's raining men.
Oh, God.
You know, I think there are swingers, and I think that guy at the bakery might have been a swinger.
Oh, really? Oh,
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's interesting.
Well,
that,
why
that would
did he do what he did? You know,
you never know. That is a true statement.
He might have been working you up. You know.
Well, you know, he was flirting with me, and one of my friends said, you should ask him, why were you flirting with me? You know, and...
You'd have to be very bold to ask that.
Oh, I will ask.
One of the ways they ask is a code. It's in code. They'll say, so what is your lifestyle like? It's a word called, it's lifestyle. You're in the lifestyle if you are a swinger. I learned that.
And when
I was writing for the paper.
When we go out to nature and walk the 2 mile walk, my neighbor and I did this, how many months ago? I think 2 months ago. And there was a couple that came along, and I told him later, I said, she was a swinger. She was bending over in front of us. Usually we'll, you know, we say hi, we say goodbye, we chat about the birds, but no, she... And she had nothing to show. You know, usually I don't go down that lane on people's looks. But she and her significant other was standing off to the side, and she had a low-cut whatever on, and she was bending over practically, you know, shimmying in front of us. And my neighbor said, she said to him.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Shaking
it loose. And she was asking my neighbor where he lived, and he said, well, we both live, and he was telling her where we live. And that went on for quite a while. She stayed there in front of us for a very long time, I mean, considering that's just high and by. And then I told him, I said, she was really into trying to get a connection. So then I saw her later that night. I went to an organized fun thing, you know, where we – all paint together, and she was there with her, and I shouted across the room at her. I said, oh, I know you. And she came over and talked for 2 minutes. But yeah, and now that I've been talking to you, Deb, I'm a little bit, my ears get a little perked up sometimes when, you know, someone acts a little, because you've mentioned swingers, you know, a few times.
Just a swing.
Yeah, you know what? Get a t-shirt that has pineapples on it and wear it to the bread store and see what happens. There was a big story, I think it was in the New York Times.
Wasn't that a long time ago, though?
About the pineapples.
Wasn't that a long time ago?
No, it was just last week. I read a story in the New York.
I thought that was like before COVID even.
It's always been there.
And things don't last forever like that.
It evolved out of people eating pineapple on a cruise. Okay, the story was about being on a cruise, going to the Bahamas or whatever. And pretty soon the pineapple evolved into a signal. I mean, it's not like you can walk up to a couple and say, hey, you guys want to swing with us tonight? But if he's got any kind of... Yeah, go ahead.
I was remembering that the other night I was in a talk here with my neighbor. We're watching a movie. And I remember that happening to me about centuries ago. Some guy and his woman, they did ask me.
Really?
A long time ago.
You know, and I got to tell you, just to go along with that, years ago when I used to go clubbing, Jim knows the places, we were a big group. Anyway, in Michael Bob's, I went to the restroom, And there was a woman in there, and it was normally just a one-woman, you know, bathroom, little restroom. And she was in there sitting on the john, and she said, go ahead, come on in. I didn't know her, but I went in there, and she got up to let me take the throne, and she stood in front of me with no pants on her business.
Oh.
And she would... Imagine sitting on a toilet, and right in front of you is a woman naked from the waist down, and she got me like sweating because I was trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to react? Should I start praying for
her? She said, "Hey, I'm trying to pee. Could you get your freaking beaver out of my face? You know, come on."
Yeah.
Some respect for those that are peeing.
I think she wanted a
compliment. He's our advocate.
It had a lovely heart design on it. But I was so thrown by that. I mean, I was shaking because she wouldn't leave. She stood there chit-chatting about the DJ and were you here with somebody and, you know. Yeah. All right, go ahead. We got a card for you.
Card indeed. Subject is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity. Magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel. Clarity.
I like that.
Clarity.
Man, that is really good.
All right. Thank you very, very much, folks.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well,
you know, when you're out, you could always use your phone and go to my website. For those of you that don't know it, psychiclovedoctor.com. On there is my app. It's free. You could always go into like a little bathroom and you could say, is this woman somebody I can trust? And then just click the button and see what it says. Is this guy really interested in me? Click the button, you know. And a lot of people literally live by it. So I've used it myself before going into a business meeting. I want to know, are we going to talk money or is this going to be a, what do you call them, think tank, like for new ideas. So I'm just saying, if you want to. I've even had women call me while they're at a party.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Well, they would call me because they kept money on account with me.
Well, that's a different ballgame.
And they would call and say, hey, can you tell me about this guy? He's all over me. Give him like a 5-10 minute reading right there. It's kind of like how, you know, attorneys put money on, what are they called?
Retainer.
Retainer. And then they would just charge you accordingly. Okay.
All right.
So
good luck, Lisa. We will be here tomorrow, but that'll be pre-party for you, but
Ian,
we'll be here.
Got to tell all you, we just had such a huge list of people calling. I suppose because we've had so many technical problems.
Yeah,
lately.
We did. We haven't had a consistent run of string of shows lately because of one problem or another.
Yes, with mainly Blog Talk.
Mainly Blog Talk. Yesterday it was computer updates on my computer, apparently, because it's fine tonight.
And do remember, if you have a burning need to get some information intuitively, psychically, contact me on my website and book time with me. I don't charge an arm and a leg, and you won't have to wait 3 weeks because I'm overbooked. It just doesn't happen that way. So if you're interested, I am available.
Rebel and be happy.
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.